What do you do if your spouse does not want to do this book with you, this manual, this marriage education training? So as I wrote in the book, there is some benefit. You will gain some knowledge and understanding and skills and tools reading and working through this workbook by yourself. But obviously, it's designed to work together because the marriage is two people working together. But the question really is A, why doesn't your spouse want to do it? And B, why do you want your spouse to do it? If you are missing something, if you feel like your relationship is in need of something, if you have specific things or a thing that's distressing you and you were thinking that going through this book would help you, but your spouse isn't willing, then you might want to be specific about why and describe to them what you think is an issue or what's an issue for you and why you'd like to do something. And we're thinking that possibly this book could be it. If they don't want to do this book and there's still something missing that you want to address, you may want to ask them what they'd like to do about this issue that you're having or how they'd like to try and address it. Is there resistance to the book or is there resistance to addressing whatever the issue is that you're having? Or do they not see an issue? And then what happens when you tell them about an issue? If, on the other hand, you're not really feeling like your relationship is missing something, you're just somebody who likes to grow and develop and do things that are growth-oriented, but there isn't a particular lack, I would say try doing and getting from it what you want to, because that's your need. Other people who are not, you know, focusing or have other focuses or are busy or this kind of material or working in this way is for some reason uncomfortable for them. If you're not having a specific need relating to an issue in your relationship and it's just something you thought would be fun, and your spouse is basically saying, but that's not what I consider fun or exciting or interesting or any of the above, then maybe do what you want to do. And if you're wanting to look for a fun, interesting, developing kind of activity to do with your spouse, ask them what they'd like to do along those lines. But there's no one thing that everybody's going to be interested in or that's going to speak to everybody. So don't make it a conflict out of a book that's supposed to be creating connection.